Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The Jews are digging their graves with their own hands, while the rulers of the Arabs and Muslims prevent the Islamic Ummah from burying them. Amidst the bombing and shelling by the entity of the Jews, raining fire upon the heads of our people in Gaza, where they target residential towers, universities, schools, hospitals, and masajid, even flattening tents to the ground, such that the bones of children and their flesh mix with the rubble. The quote summit of shame and scoundrels gathered and concluded. It was the summit of the Rawabila, lowly, despicable rulers from amongst the Arabs and non-Arabs. That summit, called the Arab-Islamic Emergency Summit and held in Doha, Qatar, produced no more than what was expected from those Rawabila rulers. Mere denunciations and expressions of regret. Those denunciations were not even for the martyrs who fell in Doha and Gaza, but for the alleged assault on the sovereignty of the, quote, Doha Empire. After the number of martyrs in Gaza exceeded tens of thousands, they did not even grant them the faintest hushed sigh of denunciation and condemnation. Instead, those Rawabila issued a statement condemning the, quote, Israeli aggression on Doha and condemning it as, quote, blatant, treacherous, and cowardly. As for their concluding declaration, it did not deviate from the cowardly policy they have adopted since they were installed over the necks of the best ummah brought to humankind through the Muslim world. It did not elude the American agents participating in this farce to meet on its sidelines to reaffirm what preoccupies them, fighting Islam and Muslims. Thus, Egypt's Abdel Fattah al-Sisi met with Pakistan's Shahbaz Sharif on the sidelines of his participation in the summit. Ambassador Muhammad al-Shinawi, the official spokesman for the Egyptian presidency, said that al-Sisi began the meeting by offering sincere condolences to the government and people of Pakistan regarding the victims of the recent floods and for the victims of the terrorist operation that took place on 13 September, affirming the Egyptian regime's firm stance in condemning all forms of terrorism and extremism, and its categorical rejection of those phenomena that threaten security and stability. For his part, the Prime Minister of Pakistan praised Egypt's active role in calming regional tensions, commending Cairo's mediation efforts to bring about a ceasefire in Gaza and its attempts to alleviate civilian suffering, in addition to its role in facilitating an agreement to resume cooperation between Iran and the International Atomic Energy Agency. All this is while the blood of the Ummah boils over what is happening in the blessed land of Palestine, and their hearts burn for their weak brothers in Gaza and across Palestine. While the Islamic Ummah is mobilizing to fight the Jews, and at the very time those who brought the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon themselves provoke the Ummah of 2 billion, it is as if their mindset proclaims, why do you not come to bury us in the graves we dug with our own hands? It is at this very time that those Rawabila rulers gather, while they rule an Ummah that, if it wished, could uproot mountains. So how can the Islamic Ummah not crush the occupying Jewish entity that cannot remain standing even before the smallest of the assembled countries? The explanation of this puzzle has become obvious to everyone near and far. These are not the truthful, sincere rulers of the Islamic Ummah. Instead, they are the agents of the Western colonialist powers and loyal guardians of the Zionists' occupation, and most of them are to be counted with the Jews. Their sole function is to protect Western interests in Muslim lands and to protect the cancerous Jewish entity, which is the forward military base of the West within the heart of the Muslim world. They also work to prevent the unification of the Islamic Ummah and the establishment of the Islamic State, the Khilafah, Caliphate, on the method of the Prophethood. It has become more urgent and obligatory than before to remove them, thereby sweeping away Western influence from the lands of the Muslims, particularly by the people of military strength and power in the Muslim lands, namely the Muslim armies, foremost amongst them the Muslim Mujahid Pakistan Army, it is a Sharia obligation upon the sincere officers within Pakistan's armed forces to extend their Nusra, military support, to Hizb al-Tahrir. This is the only action that will absolve their conscience, restore dignity within their faces, and honor their Sharia obligation, all of which has been sullied by these Ruwaybida leaders. If they do not do so, they will drown in disgrace and shame in this world before drowning in the hereafter. When will the sincere officers support Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by extending Nusra, military support, to Hizb al-Tahrir, which will establish the Khilafah, Caliphate, and rule by all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, prepare the armies, and lead them in the liberation, Tahrir, of the blessed land of Palestine, exacting vengeance on behalf of the bereaved mothers, children, and elderly, and bury the Zionist occupation in the grave it dug with its own hands. This honor is only for those worthy of it. So who amongst the people of military support, Nusra, deserves the honor of supporting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that he may be saved from the torment of the hereafter and attain the bliss of paradise? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَاتِلُوا الَّذِينَ يَلُونَكُمْ مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ وَلِيَجِدُوا فِيكُمْ غِلْظَةً وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ O you who believe, fight those of the kuffar who are near you and let them find harshness within you. Know that Allah is with the righteous. At-Tawbah 123, Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir. In Wilaya, Pakistan.